Migration has been historically very connected to development processes around the world, across civilizations. Migration is a shared practice of various human civilization. It's not a new instinct. It's rather something that's closely connected to economic well-being, closely connected to historical developments. And if we look at the most diverse of societies today, we'll find that their diversity, their strength to their economic well-being, to their social well-being, comes from migration processes of the past. If we think in terms of demographies and demographics today, migration, of course, offers a solution of better managing the demographic challenges, whether these challenges are related to birth, mortality, workforce. So there are a whole range of issues that stand to benefit from well-managed migration processes. A related note is that if we are to look at migration in context of only short-term loss and gains, then it's a bit problematic. We have to look at migration in context of longer-term gains. What do we as societies stand to gain by having more diversity in our workforce, in our societies, in terms of a variety of cultural and historical values that come with people? And probably then we will be better placed to start seeing how migration contributes to resilience, social resilience or economic resilience of a society, rather than seeing it as a threat or seeing it as something that will limit our cultural or social development.